News Talk 1620 WTAW, getting an update on what's happening in the College Station School District with Chuck Glenwinkle, and I'm intrigued by one of the things you mentioned that we're going to talk about, and that's a map painted on an elementary school playground.
Yeah, a huge map, 30-foot map, in fact, that was painted at Southwood Valley Elementary School on the concrete of the playground, and it was done by some students from the Texas A&M Bush School of Government, and also some Rotary clubs. The Bryan College Station and Katy Rotary clubs painted this huge map. It's colorful. It's each state's kind of, you know, like a different color, like you see a typical map. It's going to give the teachers a fun educational tool to talk about geography in our country and those sorts of things. So we really appreciate the Bush School of Government and our local Rotary clubs for making that happen.
Lots of other things going on elsewhere around the district. Let's begin with some Dell Scholars.
Yeah, we had an A&M Consolidated High School senior, Sierra Thomas. She earned a $20,000 scholarship from the Dell Scholarship Program. It's a huge award. It's an initiative of the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. And it recognizes students who have overcome significant obstacles to pursue their education. And in turn, these scholars, they serve as positive role models and change the trajectories for their siblings and friends and other members in their family and their communities as far as education goes. And Sierra was actually has been a member of AVID, which is Advancement Via Individual Determination. And it's a preparatory program that we have in College Station ISD, and it's designed to increase the number of students who enroll and succeed in higher education beyond high school. And they have to take advanced classes, and it helps them develop good habits, study habits, and helps them learn the skills needed to succeed in rigorous curriculum. The CSISD AVID program was started in 2007-2008 for just 9th and 10th graders, and since then it's expanded from grades 6 through 12. So it's kind of a program that targets kids who may not be predisposed to go into college and trying to get those students the necessary skills to go to college. And this senior, Sierra Thomas, was a beneficiary of that program, and she worked hard and earned herself $20,000 toward her college education. So congratulations to Sierra.
For sure. Visiting with Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station School District, we have some other competition results to share.
Yeah, lots of competitions going on right now. Just recently, the regional bands competed for both high schools, College Station High School and A&M Consolidated High School. They got straight perfect marks across the board for all their bands, won sweepstakes in both categories. We had recently some students attend the Texas State French Symposium, which is like the state competition for French students. And we had 23 students earn 45 top six awards in 14 different categories. We had a couple teams earn top awards. And we had one student from A&M Consolidated High School, Marley Hayes, earn an overall top individual star because of her performance in multiple categories. So congratulations to all those French students. Also, we had 12 students just recently qualify for the regional academic, or not the regional, the state UIL academic meet. We had 12 of them qualify. The A&M Consolidated High School team finished second in the region, and they're going to send 12 students up there. We had students Michelle Liu win the literary criticism individual competition. Karna Vinkentraj finished first in informative speaking. Brooke Versall won the spelling competition. And then a couple third-place finishers, Silpa Saravanan and Kinson Shi, are advancing as well with third-place finishes in editorial writing and science, respectively. And then we had the literary criticism team win, the spelling team win, and the current issues team finished in second place, and they're all going to advance to the state competition as well. So congratulations to those guys. And then we had four A&M Consolidated High School students that are going to compete at the National Skills USA Conference this summer. Two of the students, Ryan McKee and Connor White, won first place in their respective competitions. McKee won the telecommunications and cabling event, and White won the computer programming contest. And we also had Jenna Gonzalez and Sarah Ann Porter, who are going to represent A&M Consolidated High School and District 7 as voting delegates at the national competition. And Bill, Skills USA is it's a competition where students compete in a variety of different competitions, such as computer programming, website design, computer animation, things like TV production, radio production, which hits close to home for you, all those sorts of things, and they produce videos and radio shows, and they get prompts and have a certain amount of time to do it. And these guys are just incredible. They do a great job, and they are really learning skills that are going to make them ready for the workforce and ready for post-secondary education.
Never ceases to amaze me the extracurricular work that these students go through, and then you have all the state testing that's taking place, and we're coming down to the end of the academic year on top of all that.
Well, and that's kind of one of the things that we've been arguing as a school district for a while now, is that it's a shame that the accountability system that we have doesn't take into account some of these things that these students are doing, because they're doing a lot of stuff outside of the classroom. Through the school district to make their education as great as it is. And so that's going to be part of the work of the consortium that we're involved in, to try to hopefully revamp the accountability system a little bit, to where not so much emphasis is placed just on one test, but on all the things that these students do and succeed in.
A little more than a month out from the end of the school year, too early to start making any of those end of the school year announcements?
Yeah, a little bit too early for that. We should have kindergarten registration starting up here in a little bit, and we'll get more information about that as it becomes available. If it's available before the next time we meet, you can always check our website at www.csisd.org, or you can shoot me an email at chuck@csisd.org, and I'll help you out.
Sounds good. Chuck Glenn Winkle, the College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.